This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
8:12 now on this Thursday morning, May 22nd. Dr. Brent Wallace, Dr. B, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, joins us now to talk about stroke prevention and awareness. How are you doing, Dr. B?
Hey, Tommy. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Ready for the Memorial Day weekend?
I am. Ready for a little break.
Me too. Every 40 seconds, somebody in the U.S. has a stroke. And we're going to talk now with Dr. B from People's Health, talk about the warning signs and how to respond, and also a memory tool, a mnemonic device, if you will, that's designed to help you do just that. And we'll talk about lowering your stroke risk. And I guess, Dr. B, we got to start with, what is a stroke?
Yeah, sure. So strokes are always serious and always a medical emergency. And what they are really is, when they happen when the brain doesn't get enough blood flowing to it. And it can be for a couple of different reasons. Most commonly, we'll see a blocked blood vessel or maybe even bleeding in the brain. And when you don't get that steady supply of blood, that means you're also not getting enough oxygen to your brain and to those cells that actually keep your brain alive and working and everything. So those cells without oxygen can start to die. So if you don't get treatment really quickly, that can actually lead to permanent brain damage and really long-term health problems and disability.
I had in my eye, and I've talked about it before, a little stroke in my eye, which clogged up a blood vessel. That's got nothing to do with this, what we're talking about, just to be clear. But there are things called mini strokes, right? What's a mini stroke?
Yeah, so a lot of people use the term mini stroke. What it really is something called a transient ischemic attack, or simply a TIA. And what a TIA is that's where you have just temporary stroke symptoms, always for less than 24 hours and most often much less than that, but no long-lasting brain damage. So the thing about mini strokes is you want to consider them a really strong warning sign, because 1 in 3 people who have a mini stroke will actually go on to have a full stroke later in life, often within the next year. So that's why it's so important to get those checked out as well.
Yeah, you would think you wouldn't want to ignore a mini stroke. How common are full strokes, Doctor?
Yeah, so unfortunately, full strokes are extremely common. And, you know, here in America, they're really the fifth most common cause of death in people, and actually one of the absolute leading causes for long-term disability in individuals.
How can you prevent a stroke?
So really, the big thing you want to do is recognize the symptoms. And so we use a tool that is a mnemonic, like you were mentioning, called BFAST. And the reason we say BFAST is because if you see these symptoms, you need to be really fast on your actions and what you're going to do next. And the letters in that acronym represent the common stroke symptoms so that you can spot those signs maybe in yourself or in someone who's around you.
So what happens can you do, I guess, to lower your risk?
Yeah, so you can do a lot of things to lower risk. One of the most important things that you do is actually listen to your doctor, make sure you're taking your medications like you're supposed to, and then try to lower your risk for a lot of those chronic diseases that can lead to stroke.
So let's talk about the signs of a stroke and that BFAST device. What does BFAST stand for?
Yeah, so if you start, if you have somebody that's near you or even yourself that you think may be having a stroke, you want to think about the first couple of letters. BE are really the first two that you think about, and those are symptoms. B stands for balance. And so is the person having trouble when they stand up, or maybe they're swaying to one side or another? They're really off balance. That can be a sign of stroke. The E stands for eyes. So does the person have trouble seeing? Do they develop acute blurry vision? And there can be a lot of reasons for that, but stroke can be one. And then a real big symptom in stroke is actually double vision, especially if they look to one side and they see two things at once. That can be a really big sign of stroke as well.
What about FAST?
Yeah, so the FAST part of it is F stands for face drooping, and a lot of people know this. If you see somebody where one side of their face is drooping, maybe their mouth is drooping a little bit, that is usually a sign of stroke, so that needs to be checked out right away. The A stands for arm weakness. So because stroke symptoms usually happen on one side, someone may have either numbness or tingling in one arm. Or if you ask them to lift their arms, one of them may either not go up or might drift back down slowly. The S stands for speech slurring. So a lot of people with strokes can develop speech problems. And so if they're having trouble getting the words out or the words sound garbled, that can be a real dangerous sign as well. And then really the most important one that I mentioned, T is for time. And time is critical when you have a stroke. If you notice any of these symptoms, you really need to call 911 right away. This is one of those times where you've got to get to the hospital and get evaluated, because strokes are life-threatening emergencies. And really every second counts if you're going to treat these appropriately.
Are there other symptoms of a stroke?
Yeah, there can be, and they're a little more vague, so people can develop confusion, maybe clumsiness. That can be related to the balance as well. And then some people, especially with bleeding strokes, can develop really terrible headaches, kind of described as the worst headache of their life. And those symptoms are going to vary person to person. You might have some, you might not have others, but it's really because stroke affects different parts of the brain, so everyone's symptoms are going to be slightly different.
Before you came on, I was talking about having numbness in my hands and tingling, but I know it's from pinched nerves because I like to lift weights and hit golf balls, and I'm not going to stop doing either. But when it comes to these symptoms for a stroke.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm not trying to make it about me. Somebody texted in. I should have myself checked. But when it comes to the symptoms, do you have to have all of them, doctor, or just a majority of them? When you're talking about BFAST, balance, eyes, face drooping, arm weakness, speech slurring?
No. I mean, it can really show up with just one or maybe two of those symptoms. And so in general, you want to be more safe than sorry with stroke, you know, especially if you've got a lot of risk factors for stroke. And the reason is, with really quick treatment, we can improve survival rates. We can sometimes get that blood flowing back to the brain and really prevent a lot of those long-term complications. Now, strokes, I will tell you, they're not going to last for weeks and weeks. So if you're having a chronic problem, kind of like what you're describing, it may be something else going on. But, you know, if it's something that comes on quickly, really acutely, that's the time where you want to call 911 and really let a trained professional decide if this might be a stroke and if you need treatment.
And that brings us back to the T of be fast, which is time, because if you're not really sure, it's best for you not to make the call on the stroke, but to make the call on the phone, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Time is brain. So, you know, for every minute that you don't get treatment, you could be losing additional brain cells. So that's why it's so important to be quick on acting.
And I guess the quicker you act and the quicker some type of measure is taken, the less damage occurs, or is that not accurate?
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, if you can act quickly and you can get into a hospital, they can evaluate you, diagnose you. And like I said, sometimes they can open those blood vessels back up. They can provide certain medication treatments that can actually get the blood flowing and the oxygen flowing to your brain. And in some instances, you can actually reverse a lot of those problems and prevent the long-term, you know, sequela of a stroke.
So generally speaking, less damage means quicker recovery. Accurate?
Exactly. Yeah. If you have a really major stroke, the recovery can be months or even years. And typically you won't get back all of the functionality that you had. But if you can get in quickly and get treatment quickly, a lot of people can actually recover completely from a stroke.
Better to err on the side of caution. We'll take a break, come back. We'll pick it up, talk, recover prevention, stroke prevention. What can you do to avoid it and other habits that you can take to lower your risk of a stroke? Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, walking us through it every 40 seconds. Somebody in the U.S. has a stroke. Be fast. That's the acronym to remember, and we'll recap it when we come back. 821, traffic now, WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, spending some time with us, giving us some valuable information about stroke prevention and treatment. Every 40 seconds, somebody in the U.S. has a stroke, and he gave us the acronym BFAST, which stands for balanced. Does the person have trouble standing or staying on their feet? Eyes. C, double, or having blurred vision. F is for face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech slurring. And T, time to call 911. And as we said, don't you make the call on whether it's a stroke or not. You make the call to 911 and let the professionals do that. And along those lines, Doc, how can you prevent a stroke?
Yeah, so really, prevention is possible. That's the good news about stroke. In fact, studies from the CDC show that about 80% of strokes could be prevented if you do the right thing. So you really want to talk to your doctor about how to lower your risk. They can actually help you create a stroke prevention plan, but really, it's going to include all the healthy habits that you're used to hearing about for a lot of other chronic diseases. You know, regular exercise is really critical to reduce your stroke risk, and you want to try to be active at least 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, or more if you can. And it doesn't have to be heavy exercise activity, dancing, swimming, walking, you know, really just anything that is going to keep you interested so that you're getting out and getting active.
So many times people think you got to train for the Olympics, and you don't. What other habits can lower your risk, Doctor?
Yeah, diet plays a huge role in stroke risk as well. And so you want to make sure you're keeping a really well-balanced diet. You want to make sure you're eating those whole grains and the fruits and vegetables, more lean proteins, things like fish and nuts. And high fiber items are really good for you as well. You've got to really limit those foods and salt and, you know, trans fats and saturated fats. Those are all the things I know we love to eat down here that are in fried food. And you even find a lot of them in frozen meals and prepackaged foods. But you've got to keep those to a minimum, especially if you've got risk for stroke.
We got to talk about smoking.
Absolutely. I mean, this is important in every disease that there is. Smoking cigarettes and even vaping, because of the nicotine, it really greatly increases your risk of stroke because it can cause high blood pressure. And so if you don't smoke, definitely don't start. But if you do smoke now, you've got to talk to your doctor. There are a lot of resources for quitting, and it can be very difficult, but it could actually save your life in this instance.
And as we talk about other ways to lower your risk, somebody texted in and wanted to know, and I know you can't diagnose people over the air. Let's be clear about that. But they said they're lightheaded all the time when they're awake, and I guess that could be a symptom of high blood pressure, or maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, high blood pressure can cause both headaches, but also lightheadedness. There's a lot of other conditions that can cause that, though. So that's one, again, you know, you want to talk to your doctor and see what's going on, because some of these things can be really early signs, and you'd want to know that if it is.
Be fast. Remember that. Dr. B, thank you. Very valuable information. And again, the most important takeaway, if in doubt, call 911. Don't make the diagnosis yourself. Thank you, doctor. Have a good weekend and a nice Memorial Day.
Thanks, Tommy. You too.
Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. If you want to find out more about People's Health, you can always go to peopleshealth.com. You can call them at 800-978-9765. And of course, they got that beautiful People's Health Medicare facility, the center in Metairie. That's at 3017 Vets. Between North Causeway and Trader Joe's, appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are always welcome. You can find out more at peopleshealth.com. We come back, we'll talk to J.P. Morrell about the great escape, the not-so-great escape from the Orleans Justice Center. Right now, time for WWL First News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.